This audio recording is brought to you by the Association for Healing Education. Suggestions for Outside Interventions by Ingen Schneider. In this article, Ingen offers help determining which of the children in our care need particular types of help and how to help schools and parents find the best possible outside resources for each child. Ingen Schneider led the Remedial Teacher Education Program at Rudolf Steiner College for more than 25 years and now co-directs the Waldorf Learning Support Program based in Chicago. Suggestions for Outside Interventions by Ingen Schneider. When screening second grade classes in other communities as part of my consulting work, I find it difficult to give suggestions for interventions on behalf of the children that would benefit from further insights into their developmental situation. Each school community has its own support network to tap into, and it seems important that care groups and educational support teachers work on developing a list of craniosacral therapists and osteopaths, anthroposophical doctors, naturopaths, homeopaths, and other supportive therapists. When a teacher, care group, or a screening assessment suggests further interventions in support of a child's development, this list can then be shared with the parents. Of course, the ideal is that each school has an anthroposophical doctor, a therapeutic arrhythmist, and an extra lesson teacher on staff, and that these specialists work together on behalf of the children in the school. Interventions by the first two can begin already in early childhood, while extra lessons are best begun after children are 7 years and 9 months old. But since this situation is rarely the case, we need to go into the community for more support. How and when do we suggest further interventions? First, it's important that teachers are taught or seek to learn how they can address each individual child within the classroom setting, without taking so much time to do this that other students are pedagogically shortchanged. What activities teachers choose to engage their students in, how individual children are addressed during these activities, and how the teacher moves the children along in developmentally appropriate ways is an area that needs much more attention in our teacher training institutions. Children's developmental weaknesses or gaps can partly be addressed by teachers who know what to do in this way, with support from parents who engage the child in supportive activities at home. However, in many cases, a child needs further support. At what age do we suggest outside evaluation and support, and for what conditions? Of course, we must keep in mind that parents often have a network of favorite doctors or therapists, and this needs to be respected. So, to begin with, we must learn to ask questions to go with our observations of the child. If the child has dark circles under the eyes, and or has poor stamina, we ask about sleep, allergies, and diet, for instance. We tailor our suggestions for further evaluations and or interventions according to how the parents answer the questions we ask. If we notice that the child slouches forward at the desk, has a hard time standing upright without leaning against furniture or a wall, can't lift his legs up to pass a beanbag under them, having to lean down to do so, or uses a lot of tension when holding a pencil, what do we ask? Do we know anything about the child's birth situation? About movement development during the first year of life? Or if there have been any sudden falls? With the information we gather in meeting with the parents, we can be more ready to make our suggestions for further interventions. It helps if the teacher, the assessor or grade 2 screener, and the parents have all noticed similar developmental and or constitutional tendencies. In my experience, the following observations of children of any age warrant a suggestion for further evaluation by an anthroposophical doctor, a naturopath, or a homeopath, or maybe a trusted nutritionist for constitutional insights. In other words, for further insights into organic and medical issues that would benefit from being addressed with remedies, nutritional guidance, including the avoidance of offending foods, or other interventions such as chamomile stomach wraps, oil baths or rubs, guided by the practitioner. Here is the list of symptoms. frequent dark circles under the eyes, often along with pallor, although this is hard to see with some skin types, redness around the mouth or elsewhere on the skin, or dry and flaky skin, mouth breathing or other noticeable irregularities of breathing, unusually poor stamina, a tendency to be gassy to the point where you can smell it, stomach aches, although these are sometimes subliminal and the child doesn't express them directly, but tends to hang over and rub her stomach against the desk, for instance, and headaches. The following observations of children of any age warrant further evaluation by an osteopath or pediatric craniosacral therapist, and treatment is indicated by this evaluation for structural imbalances. In other words, for excess tension or laxness in joints, muscles, and body movements, including in hands and posture, such as the following: difficulty gauging the amount of effort needed to hold a pencil, toss a beanbag or ball, or lift the arms over the head, an awkward or slouchy posture at the desk, or when running, walking, or standing, awkward hopping, jumping, skipping, walking on the heels, difficulty walking slowly on a balance beam, difficulty or downright inability to sit still at a desk, inability or difficulty lifting the head up to look at the toes when supine, rolling over or being unable to curl up like a roly-poly, extra tension around the neck or shoulders, which might be carried too high, and an inability to slow down when doing various movements, a child who always has to move fast and with less control. If there are extra lesson practitioners in the community or in the school, children who have had appropriate interventions as above and are still struggling to keep up academically would benefit from weekly or biweekly one-hour lessons with 15 minutes of daily home practice over the course of a school year. During these lessons, a child's ability to concentrate, follow a sequence of instructions, remember math facts and spelling words, copy from the board, manage the writing load, and continue to improve reading skills. All of these can improve greatly. It may be that after a series of extra lessons, a child would benefit from more focus on academics, in which case an outside tutor would be helpful. Remember, there is much we can do in our extra lessons to move the student forward with the academics before we suggest further tutoring. Thank you for listening. Please continue to visit the AHE website for additional useful resources.